presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy, February 14, 1123 America, New York, U.S. stocks slip after inflation data raises rate fears. Consumer price index puts pressure on Fed over interest rates.
Global economy, February 14, 1109 America, New York, the new interventionism could pose a threat to global trade.
Security concerns are driving the fashion for active industrial policy, but there are potential downsides.
New York Times Business.
February 14, 11 o'clock America, New York, Tesla workers in Buffalo begin union drive. If successful, the workers who helped develop Tesla's autopilot driver assistance system would be the first group at the company to organize. The Tesla factory in Buffalo produces solar panels and components for charging equipment and has hundreds of workers who help develop software for cars.
Daily FX Market News.
February 14, 10 o'clock America, New York, U.S. indices post U.S. CPI. Inflation rattles S&P 500, NASDAQ and Dow Jones. S&P 500, NASDAQ and Dow Jones futures ease after U.S. CPI rattles stocks.
New York Times Business.
February 14, 9:23 America, New York. Biden picks Lael Brainard to lead National Economic Council. Lael Brainard, the Fed's vice chair, will become a top economic advisor along with Jared Bernstein, who will head the Council of Economic Advisors. Lael Brainard will lead the National Economic Council.
Finance and Economics.
February 14, 9:21 America, New York. The Bank of Japan's new governor, Ueda Kazuo, marks a break with tradition. Given the mess in the country's markets, that may be a good thing.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 14, 9:15 America, New York. Bruno Leone and Judge made law. The first session of our virtual reading group on Bruno Leone, last week, was exciting. We had many participants, and everybody had something interesting to say.
BBC News Business.
February 14, 9:01 America, New York, loans firm Amigo let off £73 million fine. It failed to carry out proper checks on borrowers, but the regulator said the fine would have caused financial hardship.
Daily FX Market News.
February 14, 9 o'clock America, New York, breaking news, indecisive market reaction to U.S. CPI beat. U.S. CPI came in hotter than forecast suggested but has not triggered the conventional market reaction via the DXY and SPX indexes respectively.
BBC News Business. February 14, 8:55 America, New York, U.S. inflation stays high as housing costs bite. Consumer prices rose 6.4% in the 12 months to January, the Labor Department says.
New York Times Business.
February 14, 8 o'clock America, New York, Broadway and West End theater owners agree to join forces. A major British theater company, Ambassador Theater Group, says it is combining operations with Joo Jamson, the smallest of Broadway's three big landlords. Joo Jamson operates five of the 41 Broadway theaters. The Al Hirschfeld, the Eugene O'Neill, the August Wilson, the St.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 14, 8 o'clock America, New York, Sasha Zbrozek's Brazen Plan. Homeowner invokes builder's remedy in Brazen Plan to build 20-unit housing complex in Los Altos Hills. So reads the headline of a news story in the San Jose Mercury News, January 13.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
February 14, 7:55 America, New York. ECB could raise rates above 3.5%. Hold them there, official says. The comment by Irish Central Bank Governor Gabriel McClough could surprise the markets, who expect interest rates to peak in July and fall after that.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
February 14, 7:27 America, New York. Did I make an anarcho-capitalist of ChatGPT? I had a little conversation with ChatGPT about a deep problem in political philosophy. I showed him that it is logically contradictory to believe both in the power of the majority and in individual rights.
Marginal Revolution.
February 14, 7:23 America, New York. Why is transit construction in the U.S. so expensive? The Transit Cost Project, a project supported by the NYU's Marin Institute, has released the most comprehensive report to date on why U.S. transit infrastructure is so expensive.
Daily FX Market News.
February 14, 7:15 America, New York. Gold price set up ahead of U.S. CPI. Bear flag hints at further downside. Gold prices sold off in the wake of better-than-expected U.S. data, and the emergence of a bear flag suggests that selling may continue. U.S. CPI up next.
Digital Finance.
February 14, 6:57 America, New York. Interactive Brokers offering crypto in HK via OSL. David Friedland of IBKR predicts more brokers in Hong Kong will seek relationships with licensed players. The Post Interactive Brokers offering crypto in HK via OSL appeared first on Digital Finance.
BBC News Business.
February 14, 3:30 America, New York. Ford to cut 1 in 5 jobs in the UK. The carmaker will cut 1,300 jobs, mainly at its research and development site in Essex.
Marginal Revolution.
February 14, 2:54 America, New York. Should we pay mothers to stay home? These are Finnish results, and their generality can be questioned, but it is not the first time such results have appeared. We study the impacts of a policy designed to reward mothers who stay at home rather than join the labor force when their children are under age 3.
Global Economy.
February 14, 2:50 America, New York. UK wages grow faster than expected but lag behind inflation. Labour market remains tight with unemployment rate unchanged at 3.7%.
Marginal Revolution.
February 14, 105 America, New York. Language models and cognitive automation for economic research. From a new and very good NBER paper by Anton Korenik, large language models, LLMs, such as ChatGPT have the potential to revolutionize research in economics and other disciplines.
Finance and Economics.
February 13, 1656 America, New York. War and subsidies have turbocharged the green transition. They may have knocked as much as 10 years off the timeline.